I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, June 13th. An overnight house fire in Quincy. Flames broke out in the multifamily home at 362 Beale Street in Wollaston at around 3:15 this morning. Three Quincy police officers who arrived on scene were able to evacuate all the residents safely, including a resident in a wheelchair. Quincy firefighters quickly doused the blaze, and all the residents were allowed to return to the home. Several streets in the area were closed for about 45 minutes during the incident. One police officer suffered minor smoke inhalation, but remained on duty, and there were no other injuries. The cause of the fire and the extent of damage are still unclear. The newly renovated Quincy Welcome Center will hold a grand reopening today. The Welcome Center is on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center and will officially reopen today at 3 p.m., offering new features, including a walkable map of the entire city, a series of digital screens with information about the city's past and present, even a wooden train landscape with a miniature Quincy Center, Quincy Adams, and North Quincy train stations for children to drive. Quincy Tourism Director Dagny Ashley says the new Welcome Center is designed to be accessible and engaging for visitors locally and from afar. The renovation project was supported with a grant from the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Officials said they wanted the project completed before the Quincy 400th celebration next year. A silent vigil will be held in Quincy Center this evening, organized by a group called Quincy for a Free Palestine. The grassroots group says they want to honor the victims of the siege in Gaza. The group says they're made up of Quincy residents from diverse backgrounds, including local Jewish and Palestinian Americans, who are working to get the Quincy City Council to endorse a ceasefire in Gaza. The vigil is planned from 6 to 7 p.m. in front of Quincy City Hall. Some brief statements are planned, along with information about their ceasefire resolution. A man suspected in a double stabbing at a home in Brockton that left one person dead and another injured has been arrested in Vermont. Officers responded to a home at 23 Melrose Avenue at about 7:40 Monday night, learning two people had been stabbed. 59-year-old William Hewlett was taken to Good Samaritan Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The second victim, a 61-year-old man, was treated and released from South Shore Hospital. Following a preliminary investigation, state police obtained an arrest warrant for 33-year-old Kevin DeGregorio of Randolph. Vermont State Police and the U.S. Marshals Service found DeGregorio sleeping in a vehicle parked along a roadway in Lunenburg, Vermont, and arrested him yesterday morning. DeGregorio will be arraigned in Brockton District Court on charges including murder when he's extradited back to Massachusetts, and the investigation is still ongoing. The unprofessional conduct of State Police Trooper Michael Proctor has admitted to on the stand in the Karen Reed murder trial, now set to impact another high-profile homicide case he's connected to. The attorney representing Brian Walsh, the Cohasset man accused of killing his wife Anna in early 2023, said he plans to file a motion over possible questionable conduct that names Proctor. Proctor's been on the stand testifying in the Reed trial this week. He is the case officer, the same role he had in the Walsh murder investigation. Proctor's been accused by Reed's defense team of playing a part in an intricate frame job, a claim vehemently denied by Proctor and state prosecutors. Proctor did testify to making several insulting comments about Reed in text messages during the early days of the investigation into John O'Keefe's death. Walsh's defense attorney Larry Tipton said that he's not yet concluded there is any investigator bias involving his client, but what he's heard in the Reed case has raised his suspicions. His motion will name Proctor as well as any other investigator implicated in the Reed case. Well, Massachusetts recorded a significant drop in opioid-related overdose deaths last year, forging a potential turning point after the state's fatality count hit a record high in the previous year. State officials say there were 2,125 confirmed and estimated opioid-related overdose deaths last year, or 30.2 per 100,000 residents. It marks a 10% decline compared to 2022, when the epidemic claimed the lives of 2,357 Bay Staters. That's a rate of 33.5 per 100,000. The Public Health Council reviewed the data during its meeting yesterday. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was down 35 points. The NASDAQ shot up 264. The S&P added 45. Asian stocks are higher. The dollar was lower. The euro down, and oil at $78 a barrel. Sports, another win for the Celtics. They beat the Mavericks 106-99 in the NBA Finals, taking a 3-0 lead. They could wrap it all up tomorrow night, Game 4 in Dallas at 8:30. The Red Sox beat the Phillies 8-6. They're back at it tonight at Fenway at 7:10. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny, warm and humid, a high of 86 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low 58. Hazy, hot and humid tomorrow with afternoon thunderstorms, high tomorrow 88. Partly cloudy on Saturday, high of 76. Sunday, 76 on Sunday. For the boater, waves about a foot. Southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 knots, become southerly later today at a high tide at 5:42 p.m. Sunrise 5:06, sets at 8:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, June 13th.